Your journey to health starts now. Get the truth, the raw truth, with international health and fitness expert Robbie Raw. Call Robbie with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848. Coming to you live from the WDCX studios, here's Robbie Raw.
Good morning. It is 80 degrees in January here. Just kidding. It feels like 80 degrees. It's like spring. I love it, love it, love it. And I'm so glad you joined us today. We have an amazing show I'll tell you about in just a second. I just wanted to remind you that this Monday, coming up at the Buffalo Athletic Club Evans location, I'll be doing a free daytime seminar on healthy eating, nutrition, holistic health. And I've done three of these in the last 2 weeks, and there's been lots of tears and lots of laughter, and people really looking to, you know, feel great, look great, be healthy. And it all ties in with our show today. I'm so excited about our next guest. But before I get into that, I just wanted to also remind you that my transitions classes start next week. I'm so excited. This week, actually, on Thursday at the Aesthetic Associates Center. Still time to register for that. And also next Monday at the Ladies Buffalo Athletic Club. And so I'm excited about that. It's always a time of year when everybody has New Year's resolutions and wants to, you know, people are, they're hungry. They're ready for change. They're flipping the switch on. And, you know, it's going to be that time of year for everybody, whether you know it or not, because sometimes it takes a couple of weeks for people to actually figure out that they haven't started working on their New Year's resolutions. And the number one New Year's resolution is to lose weight. But with losing weight, really the focus, as I always say, should be your health first, and then losing weight, increasing your energy, feeling great, looking great, that's an added bonus. And so it's so important that you focus on your health first. And, you know, why do we struggle with this? Why is it hard for us to jumpstart? Well, my guest today initially is going to be Betty Franklin. She is from the Toronto area. She's an author, speaker, health and wellness director, trained as a registered nurse. We have so much in common. And she wrote a book that is titled Let It Begin With Me, Me Health Program. And she wrote Guts, Get Uncomfortable to Succeed. And really, you've got to go on outside your comfort zone and get uncomfortable. And I've talked about that on the air. And I'll tell you, since I picked up her book, there are so many similarities between her philosophy and mine, where, you know, we practiced as nurses for many years, and now we want to focus on health. And so I'm excited to talk to her. And then later on, Neil Boron live in the studio with me. I'm going to be taking calls. And Carrie Cardinelli, she just came back from a missions trip that my husband and my daughter Raquel were on, also to the Dominican Republic. I know we're going to talk to her as well. And so we got a great show today to help inspire you, God willing, motivate you to make some changes in your life and really get outside your comfort zone. So when we come back, Betty Franklin, author, writer, speaker, health and wellness educator, she's going to be joining me live in the studio as soon as we come back with the Raw Truth. Stay with us.
Something is holding you back from being everything God has called you to be. Something inside keeps telling you, I was meant for more than this. Hi, I'm John Camerano, your Christian life success coach. There is a biblical solution to all your life challenges. Through Empowered Mastery's Transformation Doctrine, I'll teach you how to improve your faith life, family life, fitness life, financial, and even fun life. Call me today at 716-406-2131 for your exclusive Raw Truth consultation and learn how to live the life God desires for you.
Your body was built to heal itself. That's why it's so important to eat healthy and exercise. Another vital part in your commitment to care for the body God gave you is regular chiropractic adjustments. Dr. Matt Misiak in Amherst takes a holistic approach to total wellness through chiropractic care. And that's why I highly recommend him. I even take my 90-year-old mom to him to get adjusted. Call Dr. Misiak today at 564-8800 to set up your Raw Truth consultation.
As women, we have special
special needs, needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortman-Nabi and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortman-Nabi offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
You come home from a long day, and the last thing you want is to spend time making meals. But we know how important it is to be prepared. There's a way to save time and eat healthy. It's Chef Bink's Seasons Healthy Meal System. You get fresh, never frozen meals, prepared and delivered right to your home. The meals change daily, keeping your healthy lifestyle tasty and different. It's like having your own personal chef. Go to ChefBinks.com and let them know you heard it on The Raw Truth.
Find The Raw Truth on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com, search The Raw Truth Fitness, and click like to become a fan.
And welcome back. So one of my new sponsors is my good friend Beth Scorcazzola, No Guilt Goodies. And speaking of Chef Bings and fresh foods, she has fresh, raw, organic, nutrient-dense desserts that she now is making. And my goodness gracious, you have to try these. They're made with natural, unrefined, raw, organic ingredients like cocoa butter, coconut nectar, vanilla bean, nuts, cocoa powder, as she's got truffles, cheesecake, granola bites. My goodness. So, you know, here's the deal. You can have your cake and eat it too, but you got to have the right kind of stuff. And so you probably want to give her a call if you have a special occasion coming up, or even if you don't. You know, I like to keep her stuff in the freezer, and I kind of just cut up little bites of her little goodies. And when I want to treat, it's a no guilt goodie for me, and it's awesome. And you know, the holiday is coming up, Valentine's Day, by the way. So, you know, my husband used to always get me sponge candy back in the day, and I said, you know what, this year I just want one of Beth's awesome raw organic nutrient dense desserts. So give her a call, 716-908-9878. That is No Guilt Goodies, now a sponsor of The Raw Truth. I'm so excited. So if you are just joining us, I'm so excited about my first guest here, and it is Betty Franklin. Good morning, Betty.
Good morning, Robbie.
And you're... go ahead.
I am so excited to be here. I'm so pleased to have come down from Toronto to come and be on your show.
Oh, well, thank you for coming in here. And you know what? I know that you were a WDCX listener. You are a WDCX listener. You told me you listened to Neil Boron Live for many years. And also, you kind of just fell into a Saturday show that I had John on, right?
John Camerano. And I am, it's actually October 20th, and I was preparing a surprise birthday party for my husband. And I'm driving around running errands, and this man comes on your show, and he starts talking about 5 F's and awareness, and I didn't want to get out of the car to run my errands because I wanted to hear what he had to say, because I had just released my book called Guts, and it talks about the 6 F's of health
and what
and
are
well-being.
Those? So people
they
are wondering.
They are faith, family, friends, fitness, finance, and fun.
I
so the same
that.
As John, except I add friends in there.
I love that. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
And so you are a registered nurse like I am by trade.
I am.
And worked in the hospitals for many years. But before that, I know that you contacted John after the show, correct?
That's correct. When I listened to him, I thought, there's no way I cannot contact this man.
Yeah.
And so I'm driving, and I'm writing down his contact information. I think it was Tuesday, I gave him a call, and we had a conversation. And he's saying that, Betty, I get a lot of calls and that, but I said, this is so similar. Let me send you my book. So I sent him 2 copies of the book and contacted him a couple weeks later. And first thing he said was, Betty, when my wife and I opened the book, it is uncanny how similar it is. And he talked about you, and it was then that I went to your site, and I realized you were a nurse, and I didn't know that before. And it just kind of one thing fell into the other.
Oh, well, I'm telling you, it was
It was all God, because when I read your book, and he gave me a copy of the book, and when I read your book, I was like, oh, my goodness gracious. I mean, is she my twin or what? Because, again, you know, we both have the backgrounds of being a nurse and working in the hospitals and treating disease.
Yes.
But really, both of our philosophies have been over the years the same thing, wanting to prevent disease.
Yes.
And more of a holistic approach.
Yes, and health promotion, promoting healthy living from a body, mind, and soul perspective,
yeah.
Not just the physical. You have your 14
primary foods.
Which is amazing.
Yes, joy, social life, relationships, home environment, home cooking, physical activity, health, education, career, finances, creativity, and spirituality. And I tell my clients, those are your primary foods.
Mm-hmm.
Those have to be in a state of homeostasis.
That's right.
Before your secondary foods, which are the fat, carbohydrates, and proteins,
yes,
actually will help you.
That's right. And your homeostasis, that's balance, internal balance,
exactly,
within our bodies. Otherwise, it damages us at the cellular level, and that's where disease sets in.
Absolutely. And stress and,
exactly,
you know, all those kind of things lower our immune system. And so, my gosh, you know, I was reading so, like I said, so many similarities. And we both have that nursing background that gives us the education on homeostasis and Maslow's
hierarchy of needs,
yeah,
and Dr. Hanselli, the mind-body connection and disease and stress management. Like, it's amazing. Dr. Maslow talked about human potential and motivation and living to be the best you can be.
Well, we're gonna get into all of this, and I just want to say the phone lines are open. Ken's on the board and on the phones today, 883-5000 outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848, and now we are now on 970 AM farther in Toronto, so on, you know, more stations, reaching more people, louder than ever, 99.5 FM, 970 AM WDCX. I'm so excited about that, and of course, streaming live worldwide, WDCXFM.com. And so, Betty, what, first of all, inspired you to write this book? Because I've been writing a book, and I haven't finished it yet. But, like, what inspired you?
What inspired me was, I would say, my patients and all my colleagues throughout the years working to improve people's lives. And I was on the front lines, floor nurse, for over 30 years. During that time, there were many advances in healthcare, and I find people seem to be sicker than they were 30 years ago. There's more multi-system issues with people, and why is this when we are so far advanced in healthcare? So I went back to the basics, and we already mentioned about Maslow and our needs. And when our needs are challenged, our bodies get stressed, and it's that stress that leads to illness. So I would, at this point in my career, I'd like to do promoting healthy living and what that really looks like from a holistic perspective.
And that's just all God, because I always say that I'm doing preventative nursing now. You know, I decided that I didn't want to just treat disease. I wanted to help prevent disease and be on the other end.
Yes.
And I think, you know, both of our experiences working in the hospital, treating disease, you can't help but think this could have been prevented.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right.
We know we can prevent high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, some cancers, and the list goes on and on and on.
That's right.
Just from our changing our lifestyle habits, incorporating exercise, eating better. We know how much our dietary habits are linked to preventing disease. And so people who are listening to this show today are the people that, you know, are struggling to eat right. They're struggling to be motivated to exercise. They're struggling in their regular lifestyle, primary foods, as I mentioned earlier. And so what do you say to them?
I also introduce, what are your relationships like? What thoughts are you having? Are you handling your emotions appropriately? Like, we all feel anger. We all feel disappointment and sadness. How do you handle those things in an appropriate way. And what thoughts are you having? Are you thinking positively? Are you building strong relationships? Our relationships with family, with friends, our work colleagues, and that can so impact how we're feeling. And if we're stressed there, it can lead to, eventually, it can potentially lead to disease. They now say that 80% of disease is stress-related, and that whatever your genetic weak link, stress will trigger it.
Well, you know, it's funny because I just did two seminars this week, and one of the things I said to the clients that I had is that it does not matter how, I mean, most of them came to my seminar because they want to learn what foods to eat to be healthy and, you know, how to exercise, what exercise is important. And I said, it does not matter how well you eat and how much you exercise. But if your primary foods, especially your spirituality and your relationships with your significant others and your role on a day-to-day basis, if that isn't in a state of homeostasis, if that's not going good, it doesn't matter how well you eat, you're going to be introducing disease into your body. You're going to be, you know, we know that when we're stressed, we get sick.
That's correct.
Because our immune system is lowered.
It's down.
And, you know, so we can't avoid stress. We just have to learn how to manage stress. And what are some of the things that you...
Well, in the book, I use a balance wheel, and I call the spokes of the wheel the six Fs of health and well-being, and that's your faith, family, friends, fitness, finance, and fun. And when people do a couple of exercises in the book, and one of them is measuring their level of satisfaction on each of those six spokes. And so on a scale of 0 to 10, like how satisfied are they with that? And so they mark it. And then I ask them to connect the dots on each of the spokes. And then I ask, does your wheel roll? Do you have a flat? What area do you have a flat in? It could be finance. It could be fun. They're not having as much, maybe they're busy working and stressed and they don't take time to laugh and relax a little bit. You know yourself that laughing is sometimes called internal jogging. Mm-hmm. And it increases your respiration, releases endorphins, which sometimes endorphins can ease pain. It releases stress, makes you relax.
Yeah, absolutely. It's medicine.
Yes, it is. It is. So the wheel is a good life enhancer, awareness. And then I provide various simple little tools that people can use to improve their life, ending each chapter with, let it begin with me.
I love that. Your book is called Guts, Get Uncomfortable to Succeed. And I love that because, you know, we are instructed in the fruit of the Spirit to have self-control. And, you know, you need guts to change your life.
That's
and
right.
You need faith to know that you can change. We need to walk by faith, not by sight. But we I believe all the time, need to go outside our comfort zone in order to make even one change in any of those arenas that we're talking about in our life. So how did you come up with this name? I love it.
I like acronyms, and I've been saving acronyms for years, and the book has over 60 different acronyms in them, and I've incorporated them throughout the various chapters. So when choosing a title, somebody suggested to me, well, why don't you use an acronym as the title? And I was at an event, and somebody used this acronym, and I thought, that's it.
Guts. Wow.
And being a nurse, like, it just kind of all...
Exactly. Now, are you still nursing or are you doing what I'm doing, preventative nursing?
I'm doing what you're doing, health promotion within the mind, body, and soul.
Yeah, but, you know,
and disease prevention.
I love that. You know, the chapters in your book, you have understanding health, being self-aware, faith, family, fitness, friends, finance, death and taxes. And you speak about death here. I love that because it's going to happen to all of us.
That's right. And working on the front lines for a lot of years, I saw a lot of people die. How do you die? How do you die well? Well, you need to live well to die well.
Wow, I just got a chill when you said that. I was saying in one of my seminars this week that My sister, I lost my sister, unfortunately, to breast cancer at the age of 52, and she was given 3 months to live when they had found what doctors had told us was a black milk duct for 2 years. She was misdiagnosed. And we went to a well-known hospital around this area, and they said, you know, go home and get your affairs in order. You have 3 months to live. And we walked out of there saying, no way. I mean, we all had an incredible faith instilled in us by my mom. But she was given 3 months to live, and we went to Sloan Kettering Hospital in New York City. And a doctor there said to her, she looked her straight in the eye, and she said, you are not dying. Live. Go home and live. And it was like a switch flipped on in my sister's brain. And she walked out of there living, and she lived 10 years.
Wow. Wow.
After she was given 3 months to live. And so your statement right now is true. We have to live.
And how do you live? Many times we're given a diagnosis, and sometimes we become that diagnosis instead of being a person with heart disease or a person with respiratory problem. That becomes our life, and we're still people, and we still have a lot of living that we can do, but learning how to live it within our limitations.
Exactly, exactly. I want to get more into this book when we come back from our endorsed sponsors. And just in case someone has to leave, how will they be able to get a hold of this book? Where is it?
I have a website, which they can order directly from my website. It's www.letitbeginwithme.ca. Also, in Canada, Good Books on Kerr Street in Oakville. You can purchase it there. In the U.S., here through Buffalo, you can get it through my U.S. distributor, and their number is 1-800-247-6553, or you can go to Amazon.com.
Awesome. Everybody knows Amazon.com. So Get Uncomfortable to Succeed, Guts, Embracing Health, Balance, and Abundance with Betty Franklin, registered nurse, health promoter. My goodness gracious, I want to get into this a little bit more. And then, of course, I'll be bringing Neil Boron live in. And, you know, Neil and a bunch of the people that are listening right now are those people that are trying to succeed in different areas, and many of them with their New Year's resolutions right now, Betty, trying to, you know, eat right, exercise, stop the cravings, all that stuff. I want to speak directly to them when we come back from our endorsed sponsors. So, again, when we come back, those phone lines will be open, 883-5000, outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. We want to hear from you. Are you struggling right now to succeed in any area of your life? It doesn't need to be health and fitness. It's all integrated, mind, body, soul, spirit. When we come back, Betty Franklin, Get Uncomfortable to Succeed, and stay with us with The Raw Truth.
Hi, this is Robbie. I finally have the hairstyle that works for me because I go to Morisel Salon in Williamsville. They don't just cut and color my hair. They create a look for me that complements my features, suits my active lifestyle, and they'll do the same for you. The team of Morisel Salon will show you how to love your hair again. Every visit begins with a complete consultation, so call them today at 634-3172. That's 634-3172. It's the only place I go for my hair, and let them know Robbie sent you.
I finally gave up the fight and asked for help. Hi, everybody. This is Neil Boron. And as many of you know, I've struggled with weight my entire life. Well, I finally got the right help from my dear friend, Robbie Raw. She taught me how to be healthy, how to make the right food choices, and how to exercise properly. To this day, she encourages me to stay focused on my new lifestyle. Well, she can help you, too. Robbie will teach you the secrets of healthy eating to increase your energy level, transform your body, and get lean and healthy for life. She offers private and semi-private nutrition and fitness coaching and a 12-week transitions lifestyle class to help you get the results you're longing for. So whether you're dealing with years of yo-yo dieting, fighting a disease like diabetes, or working hard in the gym and not seeing results, the fact is you need help too. The struggle is daily, and it's time to seek help from personal health and fitness coach Robbie Raw. It's the kind of help that will change your life. For more information, visit our website at robbieraw.com. That's Robbie Raw, R-A-U-G-H.com.
Something is holding you back from being everything God has called you to be. Something inside keeps telling you, I was meant for more than this. Hi, I'm John Camerano, your Christian life success coach. There is a biblical solution to all your life challenges. Through Empowered Mastery's Transformation Doctrine, I'll teach you how to improve your faith life, family life, fitness life, financial, and even fun life. Call me today at 716-406-2131 for your exclusive Raw Truth consultation and learn how to live the life God desires for you.
Learn more about Robbie as well as blog posts, videos, and resources from today's program by visiting robbieraw.com.
And we're in studio with Betty Franklin. She wrote the book, Get Uncomfortable to Succeed. You can check it out on Amazon.com and several other venues. She's talking about embracing health, balance, and abundance. And I know we have some callers, so hang on there. Betty, I'm so grateful that you're here today. And I love your philosophy on holistic health. Actually, I recently this past year went back to school to the Institute of Integrative Nutrition to, focus more on holistic health because, you know, early in my career, I was just focused on fitness and then it turned from fitness to, you know, healthy eating. But it really incorporates mind, body, soul, spirit. And, that's the kind of clients I deal with on a day-to-day basis. It's not just about what they're eating. It's really about the whole package. And in a few minutes, I'm going to bring Neil Boron in and Kiri Cardinelli. They're two of my clients, and Kiri's actually the producer of my show as well, that, you know, have been really transforming their life and their health by, you know, lifestyle changes. So we're going to talk more about that as well. Now, I know that, you know, you've had many people read your book. Have you gotten any testimonies on that?
I have, and I have a couple here to share with you. And one is from a past CEO of one of Toronto area's major hospitals. And
she wrote
to me, it's quite a book. The biggest thing that struck me was the whole person, whole life approach, or holistic, as you call it. It's not always comfortable, but it sure has impact.
I love that. It is not always comfortable,
no.
And they're right about that.
Yeah. My pastor, he said it's timeless and thought-provoking, a great read that encourages self-reflection, self-inventory, and self-care.
Awesome.
And then one last one from a husband and wife. They said, my husband and wife both enjoyed the read. It is a book that will stay with us and one which we can go back to again and again.
I love that. And it's thick. I mean, how many pages are in this book?
About 350 pages.
Wow. You know, sometimes when you pick up pages by, you know, local authors, they're kind of like 10 pages long.
Yeah.
Yours is a book.
There's a lot of information in there and many different areas. You could write a book about that in itself.
I love that. Well, we're going to go to the phones. Kiri Cardinelli's on the line, and I'm bringing Neil Boron in as well. Good morning, Neil. Good morning, Kiri.
Hi, Robbie. How are you?
Good. Very good. Good. Kiri, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes. Good morning. Well,
good morning.
Is this a coincidence or what? Betty Franklin and I have so similar backgrounds and a lot of the same philosophy. And I know that you, Neil, and Kiri, both of you have been walking the talk. Before I get to that, though, Kiri, welcome back to the States, because I know you just came back from the Dominican Republic on a missions trip, and praise God that you're all back safe, including my husband and my daughter, Raquel, who made it back.
Yes, thank you. It was really great to be with them, too. Raquel was amazing. She just was amazing with all the kids there, and she just really poured her heart into serving the kids of Dominican. And Jeff was... he was like our bouncer.
My husband, I can see him doing that role.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. So thanks. Yeah, it feels good to be back. I slept in a little bit. My mom made me a nice breakfast. And, you know, just now trying to come down from a long, exhausting, but very fruitful trip.
Oh, well, I was praying for you, and many people were praying for you all, and so glad that you made it all back safe, and I can't wait to hear the stories. But I particularly wanted to have, you know, you and Neil on today with Betty, because, you know, what she's talking about is what I've been talking about, which both of you know is so important. It's not just about eating right and exercising. And the two of you, Neil Boron and Carrie, have been, Betty, they've been, you know, on the bandwagon. They started before the holidays, which was the most difficult time to start.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the quest for health and to lose weight and to feel great and really, you know, lifestyle changes. So, Neil, how you doing?
I'm doing good, but I've got a question for Betty, because I was listening to this and fascinated by what you're saying, by the way. That is good stuff. And I'm thinking, because Carrie and I kind of come from the same place on, you know, weight loss and self-control and all that, right? Do I hear an amen, Carrie?
Amen.
Okay. Right. Just checking. But, okay. You ever see on the old variety shows, somebody would come out with a bunch of plates on sticks and start spinning the plates on the sticks, and they get them going, and then one starts slowing down, and he rushes over to it, but then eventually falls off, and life can feel like that sometimes.
Most definitely.
And I've been the kind of person in my own life, but you mentioned the wheel. I've been a guy with a flat tire a lot, and sometimes even a spare tire, which I'm kind of working on right now. But anyway, but by adding another F, okay, John mentioned the five Fs. You've got six in your book.
I love that.
It just sort of could feel, I can imagine the listener, somebody sitting there listening and going, oh, now there's one more thing to work on. I guess one question would be, where do you begin? I mean, and I'm glad that you began with faith, because I got to believe that faith is at the core of this whole thing.
Absolutely.
If our lives are not right with Christ, we're going to be messed up in every other area.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess, you know, sadly, I spent too much of my life, especially as a younger person, but even as an older adult, focused on the wrong things, you know, and maybe spent way too much time just focused on finances. I mean, that's a big Dave Ramsey show every day on WDCX talking about people who get into financial trouble. And you imagine how overwhelming just that could be.
Yeah.
And then you're dealing with that, but then someone in your family gets sick or there's some kind of a tragedy. Then you got, so you now you got finances and family involved. But you really need to get in shape, and that whole fitness thing is looming out there. And I guess my concern would be that people begin to focus on the individual spokes and miss the core part. It all begins with faith. It's got to begin with a right relationship with God and all of that. And I don't know if you want to speak to that, but I guess I would be concerned about somebody becoming overwhelmed thinking, oh, no, you know, I never thought that finances could be affecting my ability to get in shape, which is affecting the relationships I'm having because I can't be as mobile as I need to be, and I'm depressed all the time.
Yeah.
And do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
the house of cards starts to come down unless we're focused in the right place.
It's hard to live in balance. The intent with the book was to create more awareness about how people are living. I also have an exercise in the book called the I Statement Exercises, 10 I affirmation statements about how you are doing in your life. Under faith, I have, I believe in myself. I trust the process of life. I have my audience is intended to be not just the Christian community. So I needed to be a bit careful on how I word spirituality and God. But we need that. And healthcare doesn't address spirituality perhaps as well as it should. Hospitals have chaplains, and we have many different religious cultures. So I bring it in more as belief in a higher spirit. And so with the wheel and these I statements, you have to get that wheel rolling and just kind of move along in life. Life's going to throw things at you. If you don't, and sometimes you can do a little bit each day under one of those spokes, just coming home and giving your wife a hug or your husband a how was your day, making a phone call or texting your child, making sure you call a friend. Those things don't take a lot of time. Walking, park a little bit further away and walk into a mall. Like those, you can do
the
some
little
exercise.
Things,
it's
yes.
The little, little things that I say, let it begin with me. Sometimes we make too large of goals for ourselves.
Right, right.
Finances, you know what? Buy what you need, not what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Learn to discipline yourself. Learn how to, one of the things for me, one of my goals this year is to have more fun. I've been so intent on finishing this book and making sure everything is in
project.
There.
Yes.
And it's like, hey,
stop.
Yeah. Like, I've kind of been off balance. So yeah. Now I'm aware of that.
Can I add something to that, Betty?
Pardon me?
I just wanted to add something to that. I love what you said about fun. I was listening earlier before I called in. And, you know, just coming back from the trip, our last day of clinics, it was so tiring and exhausting. All of us ran down to the beach. We all jumped in our scrubs.
Oh, okay.
And at one point, I laughed so hard, and my friend Dave looked at me, and he's like, I haven't heard you laugh like that. I don't know how long.
Aww.
Like, it was just, but what I wanted to say about, and Neil, also based on what you're saying about all the spokes, what I've learned, especially this week, balancing, knowing I'm going there with my food addiction, and I'm going there to serve. I need to be physical. I was doing massages constantly. It was just like morning, noon, night massaging. And
as part of the mission trip, that was what you were doing.
That's what I went. Yeah,
on the trip.
We ran a massage clinic. Yeah, and then the biggest thing, the biggest purpose of our trip was sharing the gospel. And so the spiritual level, so it was like all my spokes were spinning like crazy. And what I learned was, in order for me to keep all of them aligned and to not focus on one, and I love how you guys are talking about balance, because there's one word that I am able to connect every one of my spokes together, and that one word is obedience.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm obedient. I attempted to be obedient in my
self-control, self-control.
I will say this, Robbie, just to pull in, you are looking for my report.
Yes, I am.
I did what I could to fuel my body to work nonstop. I exercised more this week. I sweat more. I drank more water.
Wow, good.
And Jeff and I, it's funny, because Jeff and I would look at each other, we're like, you don't tell, I don't tell.
My husband said that. Where is he?
But my whole point is that I did my best to be obedient in that area, but I was obedient in my spiritual area, and I was obedient in my physical area, and just being on guard and knowing, like, the warfare that's going on in Dominican, I thought it was interesting, a girl that went, she's a nurse practitioner, and our last day we all sort of had a devotion and we discussed what was our highlight. And she works with women all the time. She works over at, I think she's at Sister's Hospital. Anyway, she started crying and she said one thing for her that she learned out of this trip is that she actually does need to talk about her faith level with her patients more. And she noticed, I actually worked on a woman myself. I massaged a woman that was depressed. And she lost her baby, and I was so scared. I'm going to be honest. I was petrified to share the gospel with her because I didn't know how she was going to take it, and we had a translator. But for the first time in my life, I actually witnessed and walked a woman through to accept the Lord in her heart.
Wow.
And I was bawling. She was bawling.
Oh.
I mean, it was just like I walked away from that. I thought all it took was for me to just open my mouth and be courageous and be obedient in spreading the gospel. So...
That's right.
All I'm saying here is that all the F's, Neil, and I agree with you, there's so many, and I've even talked to John Camerano about all the F's and how do you keep it all in line. And I guess once you sit down and organize your F's and decide which direction you want to go, and like you said, Betty, these small goals, then you just stay in obedience with each of those goals, and as you move forward, they'll all
meld
together.
Yeah. And you just keep rolling.
And you know what?
Christ first.
Good
right?
for you, Betty, for bringing this out in the book Guts, because, I don't know, I can't quote one of the statistics right now verbatim, but I've seen studies before that indicate that people who pray on a regular basis, people who spend time in the Word on a regular basis, live longer.
That's right. I have pulled out, under each of the apps, I've pulled out research studies that corroborate what I'm saying. And people with a spiritual component, a prayer component to their life, they are. They handle disease better. It's not that they don't get sick, but when they get sick, they can handle it better. And to have people praying,
there's hope and there's less stress in your life. And I always say, the storms are going to come. They're going to come. Just lean into the storm and trust in God. I mean, you got to lean into it and just say God's in control. And so our phone lines are still open, 83-5000 outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848.
Hey, Robbie?
Yes.
Can I say one more thing to Betty?
Yes.
Betty, I appreciate so much the fact that you added friends in there. And I say that on the phone now with Neil and Robbie because Neil and I have been on this journey for quite some time, and this is the first time that him and I are actually walking in this together with the support of Robbie and her coaching, and even learning on this trip, just the support of other believers and just people lifting you up and being there when you, when you're feeling the heaviness. That is one of the most important things. That, to me, friendship is support and accountability, and so I'm so glad that you added that in.
Well, you got to have that support system. You got to have that support.
Thanks, Carrie, for saying that.
I know. That's sweet. You got to have that support system. Hang on, Carrie, because we're just going to go to another call here. Sharon from Rochester, you're on with the Raw Truth. Good morning.
Hi, Robbie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. And I just wanted to thank you for the seminar that I went to on Thursday night.
Oh.
And it was worth 75 miles. Anyway, I was out of my house for 5 hours just to go see Robbie.
Aww.
And the thing I think that got me was when you were talking about your sister. And it really hit me. And, you know, I've had 2 forms of cancer already.
I did not know that, Sharon.
Right. And so, you know, I think the thing for me, different things are going to work for different people. And for me, I needed to see Robbie. And I really needed the support. And if I have to go 75 miles out of my way, it's worth it. So I just wanted to say to anybody else out there, you know, if you don't think you can change, then you better go find somebody that can help you change.
And again, that kind of strikes back to the heart of what Carrie was saying about friends. I mean, having someone to assist you. And do you remember we were talking about accountability last week, Robbie?
Yes.
I think it was last week when we were in studio.
The buddy system.
Yeah. Okay. But humbling yourself enough to say, I need help.
That's right.
And that's where friends come in, accountability partners, sometimes life coaches or, you know, people who are experts in various areas. And the same would apply, like, for instance, Ryan Luce was just on, talking about finances. If your financial household is in order, sometimes you need other people to help you. But I guess my point is, for a person like me, and I don't know, Carrie, if you would say this, but for so long in my life, I would be pridefully resistant to other people speaking into my life.
Oh, definitely.
Not overtly necessarily, but I really didn't like other people telling me what to do. But I came to a place of realizing I really need other people's help. And without it, you know, you're destined to fail. So that, I mean, goes in line with what Sharon's saying. She reached out to Robbie for help in this particular case. But, yeah, we need other people, and that would line up with the F of friends in your book.
Oh. And in the friends chapter of the book, it's not only your buddies, your pals, but your work relationships and also the volunteer work that you do and how you balance that within your life.
It's all got to be a part of the homeostasis.
That's right.
And those primary foods are so important in your life. They have to be right before anything else. And first and foremost, of course, your relationship with Christ has to be right. And so, Sharon, I'm so glad you called in. And I did not know till the end of the seminar who you were when you introduced yourself sitting way back.
Yeah, I was the one that looked really tired.
It was wonderful that you drove from Rochester to come and see me. And I know you had called in on the show previously, and I'm grateful that you're a regular listener to WDCX and The Raw Truth. And I hope I see you again. We can communicate via email or you call in the show anytime. You know that.
Right.
But I'm praying for you, Sharon.
Thank you.
We'll definitely connect. But I appreciate the call today. And, you know, God bless you.
Well, the other thing I was going to say, the thing that really got me and the thing that I put on my fridge was, if you can't do it for you, then do it for those that depend upon you. And that really got me.
Yes, true. That's my motivation is for my kids, kids.
Can I share an acronym, one of the acronyms from the book? And it's the LOVE acronym. And we are asked to love our neighbor as ourselves. So the LOVE acronym stands for listen. Listen to what other people are saying. Listen to what your thoughts are and listen to what your body is telling you. The O stands for overlook. Overlook your mistakes, your foibles. And the V stands for value. Put value into your relationships and value yourself. The E is for effort. Put effort into taking good care of yourself and taking care of your relationship. So
I love that. I love your acronym.
So
all right.
Really,
Sharon, thank you so much for calling in, and we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you.
God bless you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. I love your acronyms in this book. When we come back from our endorsed sponsors, I want to get into this a little bit more. And once again, our phone lines are open. The show's going fast, as it always does. 83-5000 outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. Anyone who calls in, your name will go in a hat. At the end of the month, you will have a chance to win a 3-month membership to the Buffalo Athletic Club. First-time winners only, first-time members only, along with one of my Raw Energy exercise DVDs that were just released a few months ago. You can go on my website, robbyraw.com, and actually view some of the workouts there. And I'll be teaching at the BAC today at 1 o'clock and at 2 o'clock today at the Evans Club, Buffalo Athletic Club, as I do every Saturday. But Home Run Creative Services created those videos and my website as well, robbyraw.com. Betty, Carrie, Neil, don't go anywhere. When we come back, I still want to talk about this and really how to help our listeners get guts, get uncomfortable to succeed. We'll be right back with the Raw Truth.
As women, we have special needs, needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortmanabi and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortmanabi offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
Your body was built to heal itself. That's why it's so important to eat healthy and exercise. Another vital part in your commitment to care for the body God gave you is regular chiropractic adjustments. Dr. Matt Nisiak in Amherst takes a holistic approach to total wellness through chiropractic care. And that's why I highly recommend him. I even take my 90-year-old mom to him to get adjusted. Call Dr. Nisiak today at 564-8800 to set up your Raw Truth consultation.
Hi, I'm Annette Herman.
And I'm Ryan Robe.
We're co-owners of Home Run Creative Services. Business owners know that the single best way to raise brand awareness, increase web traffic, and bring more customers through the door is effective advertising.
Good marketing takes time and expertise, and many times company owners are short on one or the other, and sometimes both.
That's where we come in. We'll meet with you, get to know your product or service, and help you through the process of coordinating your marketing.
Businesses that are new to the marketplace often are starting from square one and need a logo or a website. We can do that.
Established companies sometimes need a fresh pair of eyes to see the big picture. Maybe their television ads are stale and they need a creative approach. We can do that too. Check out examples of our work at homeruncreative.com. If you're ready to step up to the plate and professionally market your business, we'd love to be on your team. We're creativity wrapped in customer service. We're Home Run Creative Services.
Hi, this is Robbie. I finally have the hairstyle that works for me because I go to Morisella Salon in Williamsville. They don't just cut and color my hair. They create a look for me that complements my features, suits my active lifestyle, and they'll do the same for you. The team of Morisella Salon will show you how to love your hair again. Every visit begins with a complete consultation, so call them today at 634-3172. That's 634-3172. It's the only place I go for my hair, and let them know Robbie sent you.
Fine-tune mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
And don't forget to check out Morisella Salon. Ask for Mitchell. He's always, you know, anyone on their team, but, you know, he's the one that does my hair. He's always booked months and months and months in advance, but you know what? He'll fit you in. He'll give you that consultation and give you that look that fits your active lifestyle, fits your face. I always wanted to have long hair, and, you know, Mitchell said, Robbie, you know what? I'm going to give you a cut that actually fits your lifestyle, your face, and I've been so happy with it since.
So maybe that's that. Maybe my face fits no hair.
Exactly. So we still have Carrie here, Neil Boron, and Betty Franklin. She wrote the book, Get Uncomfortable to Succeed. It's called Guts. I love that. You're from Toronto. I worked in Toronto for many, many years. It's an awesome city, and I'm so glad you're here in the States. I love all the chapters in your book. I mean, you really, it's the whole package. You cover it all.
I, I think so.
I love it. And I love in the back of the book you have all the acronyms, and you weren't kidding when you collected acronyms over the years.
And I have more.
Wow.
Yeah, and let me just ask, Get Uncomfortable to Succeed. I think you referred to that earlier as to why you chose that title. But what does it mean to you personally? Like when somebody says, what do you mean I got to get uncomfortable to succeed?
I have to do things sometimes that I don't want to do. I need to, when it comes to physical fitness, I need to get up early. My best time is in the morning to exercise. If I wait till later in the day, I get too busy. So I need to, you know what, Betty, get on that treadmill or go out for a walk, like whether it's cold or not, I need to do that. I need to say no to certain foods and need to limit. I need to, you know what, somebody's hurt my feelings. I can't respond to that. I may want to. Human nature is that if you're attacked, you may attack back. And it's to hold your, like, keep your mouth shut and not say something. It's
self-control.
If you want friends, you have to be a friend. That means sometimes getting out of your comfort zone, smiling, saying hello to somebody that...
It kind of reminds me of that statement that, like, if you keep doing the same thing all the time, you're going to get the same result.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to be healthy, maybe you have to eat differently and get off the couch.
That's right.
So, it makes perfect sense.
It's the simple things. It's the little things. So the information in the book is, it offers various different, I call them ABCs, a better choice, or tips to improve performance, that you can do for yourself to improve a relationship, to make you a bit more aware of finances. Like, how important is, like, how much money is enough for you? For some, $30,000-$40,000 a year, they're fine. Other people, $200,000-$300,000 a year isn't enough. So you need to find out what it is for you.
Right. And, you know, I mean, nothing that's good in life comes easy. And so, you know, you're right. You have to have the guts to get out of your comfort zone, because whether it's finances or whether it's your marriage or your relationships with your kids or your significant other or exercise or eating right, you really do need to step outside your comfort zone and get uncomfortable. You can't be in the state of homeostasis that we were talking about when you go in the gym and just lift, you know, 2 pounds of weights for 10 years. It's just not going to work. You need to persevere. You need to work on the overload principle, pushing yourself a little bit farther, a little bit harder to reach those goals. And that's not going to be comfortable. And if it's easy, that should tell you something, right?
I also bring in, life is not easy. It has its ups and downs, and we all face different challenges. So sometimes, like, even under the fun component, how can you have good fun if you're hiding secrets or if you're living with abuse and if you're maybe holding on to the past? Like, how can you... And that sometimes... We get into momentum of being victims or feeling bad about ourselves. Get out of that. Work to get out of it.
And
God created us as beautiful human beings. We are magnificent masterpieces. We are capable of so much, but we only live up to 10% of our potential.
Right.
Yeah, Betty, I'm glad that you went there, because I'm listening to all this and thinking, oh, well, a big component of that is having the guts to face your emotional challenge.
That's right.
You know, so like... I know Neil and I relate, he relates with this, but, you know, standing in front of the refrigerator and knowing that you need to shut the door, and then, you know, it's that moment of, you know, shutting the door and feeling that surge of, I want it. And, you get angry, and, you know, I remember somebody telling me, you know, when you literally surrender that to God, it's walking away, and if that means you have to sit in a corner and cry that out. Even though it may sound silly to some people, but I know there are people out there that are listening that deal with that. And you walk away, and that takes guts.
Mm-hmm.
That takes guts to shut that door. It takes guts to drive past the drive-thru. It takes guts to put down that piece of pizza. It takes a lot of guts, especially somebody that's been walking through, you know, emotional pain of food addiction for years. And also working on, you know, moving past the junk, like what you just said, if somebody's been abused, you know, God blesses that when you start working through that and you rely on Him, and then there's joy.
Yeah.
And you know, I relate fun to joy. I mean, I had it fun, believe me. You know, to me, I relate that to just this pure joy that's always there in your heart. And sometimes it does get stomped on, and it does take that fun to really bring it out.
The other aspect is also learning to forgive. If we're emotional eaters, sometimes we're stuffing things.
Self-sabotage.
And it's, how do you forgive people? Forgiveness is God's greatest gift and man's greatest need.
Right. And learning not to self-sabotage yourself as well. And, you know, we need to first seek God. We know that we seek Him and all of our paths will be straight. But how do you start doing that? You really do have to have that faith that when you ask, He will answer. If He, you know, leads you to it, He'll walk you through it. And I know, Neil, for you and for Carrie, both of you have come to a point, you know, in your lives where you said enough is enough. You know, I need to seek God first and foremost and lean on Him. And you're a living testimony, both of you, walking testimony right now, that when you put Christ first and when you surrender and you humble yourself and you get rid of the pride, you can do it.
Yeah, and to go back to what Carrie was saying, standing in front of that refrigerator door, having that little war about should I shut the door or not, you can really use that as an example in just about any area of your life. Whatever the thing is, ultimately you have to come to a place of trusting God and having the faith to believe that if you say no, if you make the better choice, make the godly choice, that He, in fact, does have something better. And it's that war within ourselves that says, well, no, but wait, maybe I know better than God about what's best for me.
The pride.
But it comes to yielding and to surrender and all of those things to be able to say, God, I trust You, and I trust that what You have is better for me. And you're right, Robbie. I don't want to live the way I've lived anymore. I don't want to be the person that I was, and particularly in this area and in other areas of my life, I want to be the person that God wants me to be. I'm done. So Lord, I'm going to trust You. And I think Carrie's got to that place as well. She's kind of flipped the switch and said, all right, let's just let God be God and see what He can do in our lives. And I think it's going to be amazing.
Mm-hmm. Ah, I love it. Betty, I am so grateful that you came across the border today to the States from Canada. And, I mean, you know, we're two different countries, but we're talking the same language.
Right.
And it's a beautiful thing that, you know, my gosh, not only do we have so many similarities, but you have written this book to help others to succeed. And, again, your book is available on Amazon, Get Uncomfortable to Succeed, Guts, it's Embracing Health, Balance, and Abundance. You're talking holistic health, and it's just incredible that, you know, I can't wait to read the rest of it because I didn't get through it yet because it is a thick book and it's great. It's got a lot of stuff in here. So, again, they can get this book on Amazon.com and where else?
Amazon.com. There's another distributor here in the States. The number is 1-800-247-6553. In Canada, they can get it at Good Books on Kerr Street in Oakville or through my website, www.letitbeginwithme.ca.
Well, we'll definitely have to connect again and perhaps have you on the show again.
Look forward
because
to
we hardly even broke the ice today.
Yes.
But again, thank you so much, Betty Franklin, for coming in today. Neil Boron, I'm so grateful
that
you're
here. Nice to meet you, Betty.
And Carrie, coming back from the DR. So glad you guys are safe and sound. Thank you for, you know, dialing in today. I'm grateful for that. And I want to thank all of our sponsors, Morcell Salon, Dr. Ortman Nabi, Home Run Creative Services, Chef Binks, John Camerano, Dr. Matt Misiak, and No Guilt Goodies, my good friend Beth Scorcazola. So I want everyone to make healthy choices this week. Come to my seminar on Monday in the States here at the Buffalo Athletic Club Evans location at 12 o'clock on Monday. Go to my website, RaughGh.com for more information. And hopefully I'll see you all next week right here, same time, same station. God bless.
Bibles for America is offering absolutely free a unique study Bible called the New Testament Recovery Version. The New Testament Recovery Version has over 9,000 footnotes that explain what the Bible says, verse by verse.